The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Flickery.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel. Feiler.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman.
Here.
Harvey. Hunt,
here.
Hutchings,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Crone,
here.
Larson,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
Mader,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller, Miller,
excuse.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Pipirinen,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Semlick,
here.
Summers,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Watt,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
59 present, 1 excused.
The prayer of today will be offered by Pastor Max Jansen, representing the Sunnyside Baptist Church.
Good morning, servants of the people of the great state of Wyoming. It is my privilege to pray with you here this week and today, but I will also be praying for you in my personal private prayer time, and I invite you to let me know how to better pray for you. If you would drop off any prayer requests that you have for me during the week at the reception desk with Lynette West, who's my friend and your servant, let me know those things. I'll be praying for you. Today, let's pray for your health. Would that be good? Our Father, we come to you today, and these are your servants. Your people have elected them, and they serve them to represent them. And so, Lord, they need health. And I pray, Father, that you would bless them with good appetites, healthy appetites for healthy things, and that they would eat the right things. And, Lord, the things that they eat that are not the right things, that you would still somehow convert those into healthy things for them. And bless their health with their, with what they eat. I pray, Father, that you would bless their bodies and all their organs that need to function well together. I pray that you would protect them from disease, that you would help them to operate and function well. Lord, that their blood would pump and that their oxygen would circulate in good order. You're in charge of those things, Father, and we trust you for those. I pray, Father, that you would give them the right amount of exercise. That you give them the desire to exercise in a healthy way and keep themselves fit. And Lord, where they're not able to, I pray that you would compensate in just supernatural ways to keep them healthy as they serve your people and as they serve you. Lord, I also pray that you would protect them from illness. There are many viruses and bacteria that are going around today, and I pray that you would keep them from encountering those carriers of those afflictions and protect them. Lord, protect them from accident. Protect them from calamities, that they might be healthy and unconcerned with what's going on with their bodies as they would be concerned with what's going on in this legislature. Lord, we pray for good rest for them when they go to bed, that they would sleep deeply. They would go through all their sleep cycles, and that you would even give them dreams that would help them to solve some of the problems that they're trying so hard to solve here together, and give them wisdom in that regard, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would help them as they seek to deal with the stress that comes with this position that they serve you and us. And I pray, God, that you would help them to take that which they can do and do it well, work hard and in conjunction with each other and where they have to, Lord, to oppose each other, to bring what's right. But Lord, help them to take that stress of what they can't do and to leave it at your feet and to leave it in the hands of what you're doing and what they do together as a body. And Father, I pray for mental and emotional health for them, that they would think with logic and with reason and with passion, And pray, Father, that you would protect them from those pitfalls that would cause them to think irrationally, to act irrationally, but that you would give them mental and emotional health. I pray, Father, that you would bless them today as they do their work. Keep them as one, knowing that they serve as servants of you, as servants of the people of Wyoming, and as servants of history. Bless them today and this week. We pray it in your Son's name, in the one who healed, the one who raised the dead, and the one who is risen from the dead. In the name of Jesus, amen.
With that order of business, a journal committee report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of February 10, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by Representative Winters and Representative Filer.
The doctor of the day today is Dr. Larry Kirvin, MD, from Buffalo, Wyoming. Dr. Kirvin, if you're here, welcome to the house. Okay. Representative Piperina, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to recognize three friends in the back gallery there who made the pilgrimage all the way from Evanston. We have Amy Grenfell, Jim Davis, and Mika Madrid. Could you please stand?
Welcome to the House. Representative Filer.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor, please.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Everybody in the 62nd legislature, I'd like to introduce my nephew, 14-year-old Seth Hauber. He's a student at South High here in Cheyenne, a varsity wrestler. His dad is actually stationed out in San Diego. He's a chief in the United States Navy. And I just want to have everybody welcome him to be the page of the day today.
Representative Moniz, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I'd like to introduce Leadership Laramie up in the gallery up here. If you'd give them a warm welcome, they're here to listen to us today.
Welcome to the House. Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, we have a consent list for introduction of bills. That will be heard tomorrow because our rules require 24-hour advance notice and publication for the consent list. The majority floor leader may, as we go through bill consents, if you talk to him and need a bill in sooner, pull bills off of that consent list and add them to the bill introduction list today. The bill introduction list for today, the current one, is on the green sheet. Current bill introduction list is the green sheet. And our consent list process tomorrow will be like we do the consent list. There will be one vote on all the bills, and then as to any bills, you'll be asked to stand up and change your vote if you want to change your vote on bills. It's just more efficient on time if the bill seemed pretty self-evident and didn't need speeches. Okay, and if you look at on the blue sheet, I've just been informed, just so that you know what all of the things are on the blue sheet for the consent list. Item number one on the consent list is just for accounting purposes. The bills will be in the order starting with number two on for the consent list when we vote. So when you vote on number one, well, you won't vote on number one. We'll vote on 2 through 15. On the consent list. I hope that that's all as clear as mud. Representative Baker, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have Bibles that have been given to us by Pastor Kerry Hodge and John Abasher of the Rock Springs Grace Baptist Church. This Bible is the first English Bible printed in America. It was approved by Congress in September 10th, 1782, and authorized on September 12th, 1782. It also comes with a companion book called Congress and the Bible. You'll see it's a very nice little setup, so it's nice to even just take home and display. Each one of them will have your name, has your name on it and has a nameplate on it. So each one will has an individual Bible available to them. They'll be available for you for pickup. They're just too big and bulky to put in your mailbox. So remember to grab those. And lastly, I sent an email out about my informal resolution. I've got signatures. The governor, president, and Mr. Speaker have signed it, so I'm going to start gathering some signatures. So just be aware when I come talk to you that that's what I'm doing. Thank you.
Chairman Gingrey, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce up here in this gallery over here, Bob Schroth and Ian. They own the Jackson Hole Winery. We are actually producing wine in Jackson Hole now. They bring the grapes in from California, and then they actually do make it in Jackson Hole. And if you have an opportunity, it's a great Wyoming product that you should imbibe in.
I had the opportunity to sample your product a little bit last night. Thank you very much, and welcome to the House. It's a good product. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker. Okay, on the green sheet, that says at the top, agenda summary, and the time on it is 9:12 a.m. Is everybody with me on that? I'm going to take items 29, 30, and 31 and move those up after number 4. So it's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 29, 30, 31, 5, 6, and so forth. Mr. Speaker.
I appoint Representative Troy Mader to Committee Number 3, Revenue, and Committee Number 7, Corporations. With this change, the standing committees of the 2014 General Session of the 67th Legislature will serve as the standing committees for the budget session of the 62nd Legislature. With that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills, the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 57.
House Bill 57 as introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the collection of unpaid wages.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, good morning. Beautiful day in the House to get underway. We'll just get right to business here. House Bill 57 is a modification to a piece of legislation that we adopted last year. It strikes out some provisions. Basically, it rolls it back to what it should have been and repeals sections of it because over the course of the last year, I've had constituents that this has negatively impacted, and they've come to me and asked me to do this. I think we should address this, but not in the way we've done it. So I will stand for questions at this point because it's fairly straightforward what it does.
1 minute rebuttals. Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against introduction. This is a bill, House Bill 79, that 45 of you voted in favor of last session. It was a bill that helped ensure that employees and employers had the right to make their own contracts without the state interfering. It is a bill that gave employers freedom to structure their vacation policies so that they could maximize their employees' benefits. And, in fact, I've had employers come to me in the interim and say that they've done just that and expanded the number of days that they've given to employees because of the certainty that we lent them through the passage of this bill. So I urge you to vote no. I think this would be a significant step backwards. I haven't heard complaints from workers, heard a lot of complaints from politicians, but I think we should leave this in place. Thank you.
Any other one-minute rebuttals? 30 seconds. Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, there are plenty of businesses who like it, but there are also plenty of businesses who are abusing the policy, according to the individuals who's contacted me. Basically, it comes down to who do we represent in this chamber, those people who go to the polls and put you in these seats or those other people who sit behind the business side of it. I think that it's back on us to take this back off the books and come back and revisit it. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
No.
Blickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell. Kennedy,
no.
Coleman,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
no.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller excused. Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Piperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 11 aye, 48 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 57 is not introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 68.
House Bill 68 is introduced by Representative Filer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state symbols.
Representative Filer.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill 68 and ask for everybody's favorable consideration. This was brought to me by about 60 little fourth graders here in Cheyenne, or this city. From a school, they all sent me letters, they did some research, and they wanted to be a part of our process and learn this process, so they found out that Wyoming does not have a state cookie. But they also found out by calling many cookie makers here in the state and found out that the chocolate chip cookie is the most selling cookie here in the state of Wyoming. This would be great for them to come up here, learn our process, be able to maybe lobby a little bit, hand out some cookies, and I promise you right now that there will be cookies if we get it out right now, get this passed right now. We'll have some good cookies up here. But this is a great learning process for those children, and I like to, you know, make sure that we don't leave our children behind. Those are still our constituents. Let's keep them involved in this process. It's an educational experience. So that's all. I'll stand for any questions, Mr. Speaker.
Is there a one-minute rebuttal against chocolate chip cookies? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Berger? Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman. Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
Yes. Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 20 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 68 is not introduced. The next bill for our cookie haters. Next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 1.
House Joint Resolution number 1 is introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
It is the support of Taiwan.
Representative, or Mr. Minority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I bring you House Joint Resolution number 1, and I'd like to move the bill and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is the genesis of some high-level talks between our executive, and the country of Taiwan. Their Director Council General, who's stationed in Seattle.
Basically, the governor has visited Taiwan several times, and what this is doing is just putting in writing to help facilitate economic growth and exchange of ideas between the state of Wyoming and the country of Taiwan. So it's fairly straightforward. I'll read from Section 1 for you, just so you have an idea of what's going on here. Page 3, Section 1, that Wyoming reaffirms its commitment to a strong and deepening relationship between Taiwan and the state of Wyoming. That pretty much sums up the most of the bill. And at this point, I'd stand for questions, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Blevins. Blevins. Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden. Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Stebson, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 ayes, 6 no, 1 excused.
House Joint Resolution number 1 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66.
House Bill number 66, introduced by Representative Barlow.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to mine product taxes.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 66, severance tax, and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is based on two principles, economic development and constitutional intent. Under economic development, I want to address equitability. Are we treating our different commodities in a fair manner? This bill moves coal from 7 to 6, which is equivalent to what oil and gas is. Are we picking winners and losers in a global commodity market with our tax structure? That's the first part. The second part is incentives. We offer incentives for future production through exemptions, exemptions from part of the severance tax. Ladies and gentlemen, if we want the future of coal, we need more coal bids. We need more coal bids that are successful. We lost two last year. The future, the end of coal is sooner, and with that comes fewer coal bid bonuses, which funds schools. Ladies and gentlemen, incentives and equitability. The third portion is constitutional intent. The Constitution that the citizens amended in 1974 said we will collect 1.5% and we will set it aside for the future of the state. There is a portion of minerals where we are not doing that. We have said those are of no value. Ladies and gentlemen, that has consequences. Let's examine what the citizens understood about their constitutional intent. I ask for your favorable consideration. This is significant. Thank you.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
No.
Freeman. Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Gagey.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Okay. Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
No.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlek.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
No.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
No.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Hutchings, aye to no. Campbell, aye to no. Filer, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Freeman, aye to no. Pipirinen, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 21 aye, 38 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 66 is not introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 24.
House Bill number 24 is introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to registration of motor vehicles.
Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 24 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is an issue that we addressed during the general session. And basically what the situation is how we register on the state level. Now, these are state fees only, not county fees, house trailers. And what the situation is that folks that have these big toy haulers and horse haulers also have a living quarters in the front of those vehicles. And they're going into some of the county offices and only being charged $15. And the committee decided what we need to do is put them on a more equal basis. And so what we're doing is doing away with the house trailer $15 category and putting everything into the unladen weight. So as you're looking at your smaller camp trailers that you're pulling around, based on weight, most of those are going to stay the same. There will be some that increase. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Representative Teeter, or Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And mine is more in the way of a question than it is in a rebuttal. But my question is this unladen weight, is it going to fall into the category where we're going to have to physically weigh all of these trailers and bring a weight slip in? Because that could be extremely cumbersome.
Any more one-minute rebuttals? 30 seconds. Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We did have discussion in the committee about that. The counties assured us that they could take care of 90 to 95% of those issues based on catalogs and manufacturers. It would require a few people to make that happen. But this fund does go to the highway fund, and that's why we think it's important to charge based on weight. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green. Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pipirinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlek.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 24 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52.
House Bill 52 is introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the military department.
Chairman's warrant, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 52 and ask for your favorable consideration. The situation is, ladies and gentlemen, that we have about 17 armories across the state. Most of them are over 30 years old, and they are in need of some maintenance. A couple of the projects are major, and a lot of minor stuff that's going on. The situation is that the committee met and voted on this 13-0 in our September meeting, and that is before the governor's rec came out and also before the Joint Appropriations Committee had a chance to meet. So we felt it was very necessary. The committee asked for $2.3 million as an appropriation, and then they'd take $500,000 out, which they'd be able to match with federal funds over the course of 5 years, at which time this fund would go away. It also asked for two federal employees. So that's what the committee's asked for, and I would stand for any questions.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against the bill, this bill is covered in the appropriations bill. A lot of work was done on it with the military department, and I would ask you to vote against this bill in favor of the appropriations bill. Thank you.
Any other one-minute rebuttals? One-minute rebuttals. 30 seconds, Chairman's Wanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do agree Appropriations has looked at it, and I will leave it in your hands, folks. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Byrd,
aye. Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt, Hunt, Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
aye.
Miller, excused, Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup, Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff, Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman, aye to no. Brown, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Summers, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 22 aye, 37 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 52 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 34.
House Bill 34, as introduced by the Minerals Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to municipal solid waste facilities cease and transfer grant and loan program.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that when the committee of the whole rises to report, I do so with a recommendation on bill number 34 and urge your support of this standing committee bill, and I'll turn the explanation of it over to the good representative from House District 27.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We'll move 34 for introduction. If you recall, last year we passed some significant legislation regarding cease and transfer. When we took that bill out of this learned house, it was in good shape. It got over before it got done. There were some amendments made to it. And I'd just simply say it was got a little boogered up by the gray-haired hobbits. But we took that out for some comment around the state on the rules. And what we discovered is that we needed to pay attention to some of our smaller counties just a little bit better. What this what this bill will do is allow us to transfer and get the funds from the cease and transfer stations to already permitted landfills that do not have to be lined or performance-based design. It's going to give some flexibility. It's going to help this program move forward. It's good for the state of Wyoming. We need this. Support it. Just move on. Thank you.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals in defense of the gray-haired hobbits? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Yagi,
Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Lauks, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller excused, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 34 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 43.
House Bill Number 43 is introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to children in need of supervision.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for favorable consideration of House Bill 43. This came about from a case this summer out in Natrona County. It was always assumed that once you adjudicated a kid as a CHINS, child in need of supervision, you can keep providing them services up to the age of 18. That was how it was interpreted. DFS saw that the statute actually said 17, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, we know it doesn't make any sense, but that's how the legislature wrote it, so that's how it is. And so it's more fixing something that we all thought was the other direction. I did some research as to why it was 17, and I can explain that later if it makes it through. But essentially what this does, it gets rid of that one-year gap. What was happening in that Natrona County case, the kid got adjudicated at the age of 15, got to the age of 17, and suddenly they had to stop all services. And the kid's not 18 yet, so he's not an adult. So you had a one-year gap there, and that's what that's trying to fix.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lauks,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller excused, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers, Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 43 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 50.
House Bill 50, as introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to courts.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for your favorable consideration on House Bill 50. What this is it's a means of actually of getting money back to your local government, money back to your counties. Right now, the county commissioners in your county have to fund or subsidize your district court clerk's office. The district court clerks would rather that the revenue that they get from filing fees be the same as their expenses. They'd like to be paid for by their filing fees so that taxpayer money did not have to pay for the operations of their offices. Right now, the filing fee is at $70. They'd like to raise it up to $95. This is the when you come in and you're suing someone, it's the filing fee that you pay. I would remind you, you're already paying the attorney quite a lot. Paying another $25 to the district court clerk perhaps is not that much. What the clerks are after is really just to be a they want their revenues to be paying their expenses and that the county taxpayers don't have to be paying so much for that office. Other states like California, they're up to about $300 for a filing fee. We actually have one of the lowest filing fees in the nation.
Any 1 minute rebuttals? Madam Minority, floor leader.
Thank you. I don't have rebuttal, just questions. If the good chairman of judiciary could explain the waiver process if somebody can't pay the fee. And then also, I guess it's my understanding we haven't raised the fee in a while, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Any other 1 minute rebuttals? Chairman Gingrey, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Both great questions. There is a waiver process. So if someone can't afford or if it's a domestic violence issue or a child support modification or something like that, that there's always a waiver, and they waive those fees. And the second question was about how long it's been. It's been quite a while. I think it's been about 6 years since they've had a raise in their fee.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery. Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller excused, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Winters, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 9 no, 1 excused.
House Bill number 50 will be introduced and referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 70.
House Bill 70 is introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming retirement system.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for your favorable consideration on House Bill 70. This is a committee-sponsored bill from Judiciary that we dealt with this year. Repeatedly, you've seen the state parks officers come in asking to move on to a different retirement system onto the law enforcement. We have continually said no to that, and we are continuing to say no to that. However, they did have a strong argument that in many situations, their park rangers are dealing with many of the same situations that law enforcement officers deal with across the state.
What they requested and what the committee agreed to was that if they are killed in the line of duty, meaning they're shot, or if they are disabled while in the line of duty, that they would receive the same benefits as a peace officer, the death and disability benefits. It ended up not being very much money to do that because there's actually not very many of them, and so you'll see there's some money, $15,000, being appropriated mostly for the actuarials, and then they fund it through their own paychecks. It gets funded that way, and so it works out nicely. They get the essentially they're getting death and disability benefits for in the line of duty actions.
Any 1 minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery. Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller, excuse, Moniz,
no.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman, no to aye. Moniz, no to aye. Hutchings, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 8 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 70 will be introduced. Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, we have an inequity building in workload of different committees, and so you will find certain bills just in names of efficiency and workload that may particularly go to one, for example, Judiciary has 967,000 bills. Minerals has one. So you'll see referrals going either in the name of efficiency or in the name of just spreading the workload out so that we don't ride all of our horses to death while other folks are sitting around. House Bill number 70, just in terms of efficiency, because it's got to go there anyway, will be referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations. And I discussed that with the chairman prior to the referral. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 70, or SEP 23.
House Bill number 23 is introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to property.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for your favorable consideration on House Bill 23. This is one you all may remember from last year. There was an issue with the restatement second of torts was being replaced by the restatement third of torts. Within that torts restatement, there is a section on trespassing. There was concerns in particularly with farmers and ranchers and those organizations that represent those entities that the restatement third was not the way we should be going, and that there were concerns that courts may adopt the restatement third. And so the best thing to do would be for the legislature to clearly define duty to a trespasser in statute. We tried doing that last year in a bill. It didn't make it, so it was assigned to our committee during the interim. Many of the organizations that represent farmers and ranchers came and spoke to us and brought forward essentially this bill. And essentially what this does is it clearly defines what the duties are, so the legislature is defining that, not the courts. You may see something in there. You go, boy, I don't like that part or this part. we can certainly have a lot of debate on Committee of the Whole and change things around. This was essentially what the organizations that represent landowners had wanted, and we essentially went with that.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Chief Clerk will call the roll. Representative Connolly, were you? Okay. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker. Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 23 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Representative Freeman, did you have a privilege of the floor you wanted to share with us?
Yes, I do, Mr. Speaker. I thought I had to wait one more bill.
I'm sorry.
In the, hopefully, the north balcony, we have Skills America coming to watch us work. They're the state officers, and their members are from Rollins, Cheyenne, Douglas, and Sheridan. Please welcome them to the House.
Mr. Speaker.
Welcome to the House. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor, please?
Certainly.
I'd like to introduce the 12th grade class, part of the 12th grade class from Torrington. Please stand and be recognized. Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, on your list, please move number 15, which is House Bill 14, up and insert it between 11 and 12. So we'll go 10, 11, 15, 12, 13, and so forth. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19. Is that right?
Mr.
House
Speaker?
House Bill 25, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill number 25, as presented by the Corporations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to embalmers, funeral directors, undertakers, and crematories.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 25 do pass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our Funeral Services Practitioner Act, and just to give you a quick summary, this has not been revised or worked on basically since 1913 and 1920. So I think for most of you, you realize that we have had a lot of changes in the services dealing with the Funeral Practices Act. And with that, we had several meetings this summer dealing with the different groups, the embalmers, funeral directors, undertakers, and crematories, and in creating a modernized board of funeral service practitioners. And with that, education, certification, and those necessary things in order for us to make certain we get the best services for disposing of human remains.
With that, I would ask for your favorable consideration. It's one of your biggest bills that you have this session. It's 52 pages.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Tannity.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman. Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, Mader, McKim, Miller excused, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 25 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we get out of practice. If you're voting, make sure you're on the floor when you vote instead of shouting from the hallway. And if you'd shout out clearly, there's kind of a dull roar up here. Sometimes it's hard to hear. Just for consideration of the chief clerk and the staff, that would be appreciated. With that, we're now on to next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19.
House Bill number 19 is introduced by the Corporations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to notaries.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill 19 do pass. And ladies and gentlemen, I could read the whole bill to you in less than 2 minutes, but notary fees, most of us are accustomed to using notarials for signatures. And many of the times that we use a notary, we are in a public service, a bank or something like that. But for individuals who provide that service, with the cost of inflation right now, they charge $2, and their request is to increase the fee to $5. And I stand for questions.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Conflict.
Greer. Conflict. Green. Halverson.
No.
Harshman. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Excuse.
Paxton excused. Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
Conflict.
Swanitzer Dave, conflict.
Conflict.
Mr. Speaker.
Conflict.
Mr. Speaker, conflict. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes?
Conflict.
Brown, aye to conflict. Hunt? Hunt? Hunt, aye to no. Baker. Baker, conflict. Blake. Blake, aye to no. Blevins. Blevins, conflict. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 15 no, 2 excused, 6 conflicts.
House Bill number 19 has been conflicted out and will not be introduced.
Well, Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor. I think we now have several notaries in the House in case you need anything signed.
The next bill for our consideration will be House Bill number 13.
House Bill number 13 is introduced by the Corporations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Uniform Commercial Code.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think I've caused a bit of ruckus here, but I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill number 13 do pass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is working with the Uniform Commercial Code, and it's, as you know, we've been modifying this for several years now with the Secretary of State's office, and this has to do with electronic filings, and in particular with financial statements. And what's critical to know it, as we're moving forward in the electronic world in disseminating information to get certifications and things like that, this is allowing for them to, the Secretary of State's office, to do a more efficient job and work with digital formats. And it also does provide in the bill for a unique identification number, which is very important in order to keep things confidential. And so that's all that this is allowing the group to do. It also would allow them to terminate.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay,
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasterik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller excused, Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Excused, Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlek,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, one no, 2 excused.
House Bill 13 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 14.
House Bill Number 14 is introduced by the Corporations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to business entities.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 14 and ask for your favorable consideration. Again, on this bill, ladies and gentlemen, we've been working on registered agents throughout the last few years with a strong effort from the Secretary of State's office. And what this bill does is it is repealing some of the filing fees of registered agents or offices. It also increases fees for certification and of authority and of conversions. And so you'll note that on page 2, the changes in those fees. And then also looking at provisions for penalties for false filings, we found out that we could discover that information, but we didn't have enough teeth in our previous legislation to deal with the situation. So we're updating that. And then also to deal with forfeitures and dissolving of these organizations. And that's what this bill entails.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll. Representative Laux, you have a privilege of the floor. Please share it. And if you have any other privileges of the floor while we're setting up the computer, please share those. Representative Laux.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request privilege of the floor. Up in the balcony up behind us is a young lady that I sure love, and she's here on business, but she also has a love for politics, too, and it's one of my daughters, Holly Laux from Casper.
Welcome to the House, Chairman Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Welcome the other half of the Torrington 12th grade class. Go Blazers.
Go Blazers.
And welcome to the House.
Any other privileges of the floor? The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Okay. No, the House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. Would the Rules Committee please join me up at the desk? Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, there has been much discussion and consternation on House Bill 19 and the votes on House Bill 19 and whether or not being a notary is a conflict. It was determined by the Rules Committee that indeed that is a large class of people and that voting to raise notary fees from $2 to $5 for a large class of people would be no different than a teacher voting on a large class of people for teacher salary raises. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, as the case may be, we cannot vote to reconsider an introduction bill. But what we can do is vote to suspend our rules and re-vote on House Bill 19. That was the motion and recommendation of the Rules Committee. Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to suspend the rules and to reconsider the vote on House Bill number 19 pursuant to its admission for consideration by this body.
That motion is not debatable and requires a two-thirds majority to suspend the rules. The rule we will be suspending for purposes of this bill will be Rule 12-11A. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Lickry,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund, Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi,
no.
Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller excused, Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pipirinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 49 aye, 11 no.
In accordance with the motion, the rules are suspended, and we are now re-voting on House Bill 19. The chief
still have to have a motion for reconsideration.
He made it in his motion.
In this motion?
He made it in
okay,
his motion.
Then give me about 2 minutes.
Okay. Anybody have any privileges of the floor? Representative Laux.
Once more, sir. I'd like privilege of the floor, please.
Please.
There's a group of children up here from Casper, Wyoming. It's Pine View Elementary. Their fifth grade class is up there. And we'll give them a big round, yes?
Welcome to the house. Thank you.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll. We're voting on House Bill 19, Notary Fees, again.
Baker. Baker, conflict. Barlow. Berger. Blake. Blevins. Blickery. Brown. Burkhart. Bird. Campbell. Kennedy. Coleman. Connolly. Davison. Eklund. Esquivel. Feiler. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles. Greer. Green. Halverson. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson. Lockhart. Laux. Madden. Mader. McKim. Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Piperinen. Reeder. Semlek. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Walters. Watt. Wilson. Winters. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 42 ayes, 17 no, 1 conflict.
House Bill 19 will be introduced and referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 41.
House Bill Number 41, introduced by the Appropriations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to emergency medical technician pension plan.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 41 for introduction. Ask for your favorable consideration. Members, this is, as you know, just in the last 3 years, the retirement system and those funds have been moved to the Home Committee of Appropriations. Before, there was no committee in the legislature that really looked after them. They're governed solely by the retirement board, so COLAs were given or decisions were made really without any legislative approval, although we've had liaisons to that board. But that's all changed, of course, and so we've got a handle on these funds. Now, this particular one, the EMT volunteer emergency medical technician, would serve most of our citizens. There's only a few paid EMT communities in the state. So this is to the volunteers, much like our volunteer fire departments around the state have a retirement plan. Well, this plan is the newest one. It's about 5 years old. It's never really had a funding source. Kind of kicked that can down the road. Well, our committee's worked hard to make sure these are all actuarial sound. There's a fire premium that goes to the general fund. And it's been used over the several decades for various purposes. But right now, 50% of the fire premium tax goes to the volunteer fire department retirement. The other 50% flows to the general fund. It's about $3.5 million a year flows to the general fund. This bill takes 10% of that, $350,000 of that fire premium tax, and puts it into the emergency medical technician fund. We're told through all our actuary studies that this will make the fund solvent, and the whole purpose is really to keep these people stepping up, taking the training, and being on call when we're out in the middle of a rural area in this state, that folks are going to be there in an ambulance to help us. And so I'd stand for any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there a rebuttal? All right. I sense everyone would like to vote. Question being called on the bill. Roll call, please.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov. Pieperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Yagi, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 no.
House Bill 41 is referred to committee number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, when we had all the floor discussion occurring on the other bill, we forgot to take a vote on House Bill 14, which was the business entity revisions. So if there is no other discussion on House Bill 14, I would like to take a roll call.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater, McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Watt, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill 14, having passed, is referred to Committee 2, Corporations. Corporations Committee Number 7. We're next. We're ready. We already voted. Thank you. The next bill for our consideration, House Bill 46.
This is House Bill number 46 as presented by the Appropriations Committee. It's an act relating to public employees.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move House Bill 46 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the retirement bill. This deals with really three plans, and we're watching this very closely. We've had special meetings over the session. We've met again and again, and we're on top of this issue, I believe, and this is part of kind of bringing these plans. Most of them are 70, 80 plus. Some are over 100% funded, but this is important for the big plan, number one, on line three where it says Wyoming Retirement Act. That's the big plan, which most folks are in. The next plan is the law enforcement. It's the State Highway Patrol, Game and Fish, it's sometimes, and DCI are all rolled in the same plan. And then the final one there on line six is the fireman's B. It doesn't say B, but that's what it is, fireman B, not to be confused with A, which is the next bill. Well, folks, last year, remember this legislature passed, the governor signed a 1% increase, half by the employee, half by the employer. This bill is a 1.5% increase, half by the employee, half by the employer. And it rolls out over a two-year period. And looking at all our data and the actual early soundness of the program, we think we're in pretty good shape. So we think this is a necessary step. As I've said, we probably got to this issue a few years late. It'd been nice to have been involved about 10 years ago. But, hey, at least we're involved now, and I think we're making the right steps. So I'd appreciate your support, and I'd stand for any questions.
Chairman Madden, rebuttal, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I don't have any official rebuttal, but I do need to know when and I want it to pass, don't get me wrong, but I need to know how much the actual employee contribution is now and what it will be ultimately after this passes. The way I understood it by reading the newspapers and stuff, that somehow we're picking up the tab for the employees, and now you tell me half of it's picked up by us. And, you know, it's one of these deals where he who pays has ownership. And when employees don't have ownership in a retirement plan, bad things happen. And that's kind of where we're at in this system. And I'm really talking about the big plan right now.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just doing the quick math, scribbling here to the good chairman of revenue, there's been a 1.43 that we enacted about 4 years ago that employees pay. This current 0.50 is a two-year rollout. I think 0.25 it's rolled out right now. And then this is a 0.75. So I think that's a 2.68 with the total of our changes. Now, your question on regard to who pays what share. You'll know that the chief executives...
Time, Mr. Chairman. I know chairmen aren't used to having rebuttals shortened. Anyone else to speak on this? Okay. Representative Nicholas? Oh, that's it. All right. Since we've had discussion, we're ready for roll call.
Baker. Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Blickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings, Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller. Moniz. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pipparinen. Reeder. Semlick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Walters. Watt. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 ayes, 6 no.
House Bill 46, having passed, will be worked in Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 51.
House Bill Number 51 is introduced by the Appropriations Committee. An act relating to a fireman's pension plan.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move for introduction, House Bill 51. Ask for your favorable consideration. Members, this is the Fireman A bill. Fireman A is a closed plan. It is probably the poster child of how not to run a pension plan. You've read horror stories in other states with their large, big plans. That's certainly not the case in Wyoming. We have a handle on our big plan and really the rest of our plans. This is a plan that was closed years ago when we had lots of money and it was overfunded. COLAs were given, automatic COLAs were given, cost of living raise, all those escalators were given. Now, these are firefighters who are full-time folks who had a career in firefighting their whole lives. There's really three parts. The recipients of a 3% escalating COLA have agreed. They've now gone down to a simple 2% adjustment. It's not a compounding COLA. The other part is that the state, and the third part, the locals, in these communities, not locals if you never had anybody on Fireman A, but the locals that employed these firefighters will all pay their proportional share if they would have been paying all along. See, the premiums put into this were stopped in the 80s. If we'd have just continued to pay right along, we wouldn't even be here having this discussion. But the plan will go broke. It is underwater. And this bill is brought to you as a Joint Appropriations Committee as a fix for that bill. We spent a lot of time on it. And I'd stand for any questions.
Rebuttal. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you. I just have a question. If this bill does not get introduced, then would it be correct, Mr. Chairman, that instead of having a 2.1% increase, they'll have a 3% annual COLA? So, in other words, the benefits will be increased and it will keep going underwater. So if you disagree with this bill or you're thinking of paying too much, you need to vote for it to get it to the floor to fight it. Would that be correct?
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. He's absolutely correct. If we do nothing today, the 3% automatic COLA will continue to escalate. And I'll be honest with you. When I was, I think, a freshman in 2003 and the previous governor, in fact, it might have been a sophomore, it might have been my first term on appropriations. But it was like, hey, that's 20 years from now. That was what was said. We know we got a problem, but it's 20 years from now. Well, it's about 7 years, folks. And the can has been kicked down the road on this. If we do nothing, the 3% automatic will roll.
All right. Seeing no further discussion, call for the roll.
Baker. Farlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Filer,
no.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson, Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller. Moniz. Moniz, conflict. Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Pipirinen. Reeder. Semlick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Walters. Watt. Wilson. Winters. Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, no to aye. Blake, aye to no. Goggles, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 7 no, 1 conflict.
House Bill 51 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Our next bill for consideration, House Bill 49.
House Bill Number 49 is introduced by Representative Byrd. An act relating to marijuana possession.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Madam Speaker Pro Tem. I bring to you House Bill 49 and move House Bill 49 and ask for your favorable consideration. The genesis of this bill is plain and simple. It is to reduce the penalties for possession of 1 ounce of marijuana to just a civil penalty fine of $100 and a half ounce to a $50 fine, making that a civil penalty. The reason for this is because of the incarceration rate that we have that's related to these. Each one of you got a handout this morning that has a spreadsheet that I hoped you looked at going back 5 years, taking a look at the marijuana arrest rates. Basically, this is a problem, and one of the ways to alleviate this problem and choking it up in our court system is to enact this and make it a civil penalty. Please keep in mind that this is not legalizing marijuana. It is only reducing the penalty for small amounts. And I would stand for questions.
A rebuttal, Chairman Harshman.
You know, I thank you, Madam Chair. I just would, do I get 30 seconds or a minute?
I got about
15 seconds. So I tell you, just what's going on south of us in an all-cash business and with cartels moving in, this is a real serious issue. I would vote no on this. I would say no on this. I'd send the right message to our kids. I just, there's just no way. There's other ways to do this. You could take the jail time out and do other penalties, but boy, you don't want to turn this into just a misdemeanor. And so I'd urge your no vote. This is a slope we do not want to go down, and there's so much connected with our legitimate businesses, shell corporations that are now locating across the border to hide millions of dollars in cash, and I just would vote. I think it's time. Thank you, members.
Representative Greer, for a minute.
Mr. Speaker, I too would encourage us to vote this down. One of the concerns looking at this is what do we have for dealing with our children in this? Are we just going to make it a misdemeanor? We're going to make it easier for, we're going to penalize our kids more for having a cigarette than walking around with an ounce of marijuana in their pocket?
30 seconds. Representative Byrd, Representative Zwanitzer, 30 seconds.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perfectly honest, I don't love this bill, but this is a vehicle, and being a resident of this county and working currently in the county to our west, this is a serious issue in the last month, and it's spreading, and our kids already have it. And so while I don't technically support the bill, I do support its introduction so we can amend it and look at this because it's not going away. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. No. Barlow. No. Berger. No. Blake. Aye. Blevins. No. Blickery. No. Brown. No. Burkhart. No. Byrd. Aye. Campbell. No. Kennedy. No. Coleman. No. Connolly. Aye. Davison. No. Eklund. No. Esquivel. Aye. Filer. Aye. Freeman. No. Gay. No. Gingery. Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
No.
Kirkbride.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 15 aye, 45 no.
House Bill 49 has gone up in smoke and will not be introduced. We are now at that order of business of committee reports.
Sorry about that, Rich.
So that we can have a general file today, we have to go to do the committee reports to read in the bills so that the majority floor leader can give you the committee of the whole list. So we've got to read the bills in. So that's what we're doing, and then we'll break for lunch.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 6, Domestic Assault and Battery, respectfully reports saying back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Connolly, Gingrey, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Walters, and Watts, signed by Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, the Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill Number 9, Bodily Injury and Serious Bodily Injury, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Connolly, Gingrey, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Walters, Watt, one no vote, Representative Baker, signed Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, of Committee Number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill Number 2, Bonded Indebtedness Mill Levy Supplement, respectfully reports saying back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Connolly, Freeman, Hunt, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Pieperinen, Somers, Teeters, signed by Representative Teeters, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred House Bill Number 5, Education, Required School Bus Video Equipment, -2, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representative Connolly, Freeman, Hunt, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Pieperinen, Summers, and Teeters, signed by Representative Teeters, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill Number 4, Pest Control Compact, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Greer, Hunt, McKim, Simlick, Winters, Dan Zwanitzer, signed by Representative Simlick, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill Number 10, Water Well Permits, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Greer, Hunt, McKim, Simlick, Winters, and Dan Zwanitzer, signed by Representative Simlick, Chairman.
We're at that order of business of re-referral of bills. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to re-refer House Bill Number 5 to the Appropriations Committee.
Without objection, it will be so ordered. Are there any committee announcements? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment today to consider House Bill Number 24, registration fees for house trailers.
Any other committee announcements? Representative Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Just a reminder, the Capitol Task Force is having a meeting on the renovation of the Capitol in B63, 5 minutes upon adjournment. It should take maybe an hour, hour and a half. Thank you for those of you who showed up this morning. But please come look at the plans of how we plan to renovate this building and the tunnel between the two buildings. 5 minutes upon noon resource. Thanks.
This is an important meeting, and the information that you will receive there is very valuable. I encourage you to attend at least one of the Capitol renovation briefings. Any further business? Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Mr. Speaker, I move we stand in recess until 2 o'clock. You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House is in recess until 2 o'clock.